Today we celebrate the Feast of the Immaculate Conception of Mary. Happy Feast Day. Our Gospel today is from Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now, your relative, Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren, for nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. I love this reading. Mary's saying yes to the Word of God so strongly that the Word of God not only enters her mind, the Word of God, through the power of the Spirit, enters her body. That's a powerful yes that provokes a powerful action by God. And how was she able to make such a profound and powerful yes? Well, our tradition has said it is because she was born without sin, prepared from her conception to be able to say yes. The power of God, where does that come from? The power that allowed her to be born immaculately. The power that allowed her to say yes, that grace, where did it come from? Well, ultimately, it came from he who was to be born from her, from Jesus Christ, who at her conception was not yet to be in the form of his incarnation. Certainly, his death and resurrection and the grace ultimately comes from that, had not come to be. But that grace was so profound, the grace of the Christ event, of Jesus's incarnation, death, and resurrection. So profound was that grace that it could reach back in time itself. God not being limited by that, the grace of that event reaching back in time to allow Mary to be conceived without sin. And of course, it reaches forward to us. The power of that reaches to us in our day. But do we say yes to that grace offered to us? Not many of us say yes as powerfully as Mary did, right? Yet that's all we have to do. Say yes. Let it be done to me according to your word. And God can work miracles in us and with us in the world. God working through us if we just say yes. Instead, often we get stuck on how could this be? And with that, how could this be? God couldn't possibly mean me. God couldn't possibly do this or that. We never get to saying, but let it be done to me according to God's will. What crazy, graced goodness might God work in your life? If you but say, yes, let it be done to me. Crazy, impossible what God can do in us, but God can if we let it happen. And on the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, that is the offer. The offer of almost unlimited grace being given to each of us to do great things that are almost unthinkable. And if we think of them, we think they're impossible, but they're not, if we just say yes. Today, let us think about what should we say yes to.